and there are no liquids that have been spilled on the floor. A second like that can make a big difference to how the whole experience goes for you and the person that you support or family member can go. Because it just takes, you know, dripping shampoo bottle that's been knocked over, and it can result in quite a disaster. And also thinking about if you're, for example, if you're taking someone who's quite frail into the bathroom, where is the best place for the shower chair to sit? Is it right underneath the shower, or is it just a little bit so you can move the shower towards the person? And planning how they're coming into the room and how they're going out, which is probably really familiar to most carers who have been caring for a long time, but it just can make the day and the experience a lot easier. And we all want to have a bath or a shower, but it can be quite a stressful experience for people if they're left sitting cold because they're waiting for someone to get towels. And the other thing is that I find is people will often answer the phone. And so I remember a patient came in to see us once, and she was saying her, she'd sit wet and cold because the carer would go and answer the phone. And the carer thought this was really, really important because it was a family member checking and that she had to go. But then we actually ended up getting the carer a phone that they could take in with them, and that worked for the family member as well, because then they could actually speak to their relative and say, are you okay? Is today going all right? And then her bathing experience wasn't interrupted by phone calls.
One of the most practical tools in the bathroom are the towels.
Is that to keep the towels really close to the basin or to the tap or shower, because if you are dripping water, you're immediately creating yourself a hazard. So if you can have a towel rail that's right close to the sink, or stack your towels really close to where the person will be changing once they're finished, then you're not going to drip water all over the floor. Particularly in the bathroom, what shoes are you going to wear? You know, you're not the one having the shower or the bath. What's going to be the most supportive footwear for you on what's potentially a very slippery floor? You do it the safest way possible. So, for example, safety in the bathroom, have you got a non-slip mat in your bath or shower? So the actual plastic mat that sits in the bath or shower, because a lot of people have got those like furry mats that, so when they step out, they're not dripping onto a slippery floor. But people are often slipping in baths or showers as well. Oh, absolutely. Water should be 55 degrees at the tap and 60 degrees at the cylinder. And if you're lucky enough to be living in a brand new house with a brand new cylinder, this will be the case. However, if you're concerned about the temperature of your water, get a plumber in. And their responsibility will be to make sure that the water is 60 degrees at the cylinder and 55 degrees at the tap. I think the thing to remember is if you're very young or very old, your skin just isn't as robust. And it may be all right for you as a carer because you don't leave your hand above a hot tap. But if you are looking after someone young or old, if their skin is so much more fragile and will burn so much more quickly. And I think it's important also to remember about, you know, if you're running a bath for someone else, there are very cheap little thermometers that you can stick in the bath to check the water temperature, and that way you're protecting yourself. Because often